Michael Carey has watched the results of the Murkowski-Miller race come in with a good bit of shock. He says there's a mathematical chance Murkowski could win once the absentee ballots are counted, but it's unlikely. Even though during the 2008 election, Democrat Mark Begich eked out a slim victory over Ted Stevens that same way.
First of all, there are going to be less ballots now than were out in the Begich-Stevens race. And second, I know this for a fact, how hard the Begich people worked the absentee ballots in that general election a couple of years ago, a presidential election. And I'm pretty confident that the Murkowski people did not work the remaining ballots, the absentee ballots, as hard as the Begich people did. No offense to them, it's just a different time and a different situation.
There's been a lot of speculation on what she might do if she does, in fact, lose. Do you think she would try to stay in the race? And if so, what's the most likely scenario?
The choices appear to be very poor. She could run on some other party's line, as in theory, as Wally Hickel did when he ran as an AIP. But it's pretty hard to imagine her running as a Libertarian or an AIP. And it's hard to believe the public would receive it enthusiastically, and she might have to pay for most or all of it.
What do you think may have had the most influence here, Joe Miller not having as much money as Lisa Murkowski? Do you think it was the Palin endorsement, or was it the Tea Party Express push?
Well, the Tea Party Express was really important because they spent a whole bunch of money on Miller's behalf that brought him to the attention of the Alaska public. We are about to have, or could have, a very unusual Senate race. 90 days ago, nobody, except a few people in Fairbanks, a few people in Sitka, had heard of Joe Miller and Mr. McAdams. They just were not on anybody's radar map. Now one of them is probably going to be a senator. I think that Miller was able to vilify Washington, and there's a portion, and he did it successfully, for the Alaska public that responds to that. And he brilliantly painted Lisa Murkowski as a liberal. He turned her into Tony Knowles.
Do you think McAdams will have a shot?
Yes, but the Democratic National Committee and people in Washington are going to have to spend some money, and they're going to have to spend it in a hurry. If you can invent Joe Miller in a few weeks, you can invent Scott McAdams in a few weeks.
Do you think this result has any larger meaning for politics in Alaska?
That is a good question. There is some lesson in this. We were represented a couple years ago by Ted Stevens, who was known as the master of pork and the king of earmarks. And now we're going to have a senator, if our friend Mr. Miller prevails, who has run directly against that and says, you know, the kind of government spending, wasteful government spending, is wrong. He's going to have to make an adjustment for here in Alaska, but it'll be interesting to see what that adjustment is. Maybe it'll just be that federal spending in Alaska is by definition good. Elsewhere, it's bad.
Michael Carey is a columnist for the Anchorage Daily News.